Welcome to online orientation at Highland Community College. This presentation will give you information about Highland so that you can be a successful student from the very first day of class. We will introduce you to the technology available at Highland, the certificates and degrees offered, the Academic Advising and Career Services Office, the Admissions Department, as well as a variety of other important campus resources. Highland Community College offers a variety of programs for our students. Some students come to HCC to earn an Associate of Arts or Associate of Science degree in order to transfer to a four-year institution. We have agreements with all public universities in Illinois to make the transfer process as seamless as possible. At these institutions, a student with an Associate of Arts or Science degree would enter as a junior, having met all general education course requirements at HCC already. Similar agreements are also in place with some private institutions in Illinois, as well as the University of Wisconsin-Platteville. Some students come to Highland to gain career or technical skills. These students would find our Associate of Applied Science and certificate programs to be the best way to achieve their goals. Highland offers career programs in accounting, nursing, medical assisting, and wind turbine technology, just to name a few. All of these programs are designed with some general education courses, such as English and math, but focus primarily on the skills necessary for a graduate to be successful in the workplace. Highland also offers an Associate of General Studies degree, which is a good fit for students who are looking to obtain an associate's degree for personal development, but who are not pursuing a bachelor's degree after Highland. Highland Community College has an open admissions policy. This means that if you want to become a student here and further your education or training, you simply need to follow a few steps toward becoming a student. First, you will want to fill out an application, which can be done online or on paper. You will also need to have your high school or GED transcripts sent to Highland, as well as transcripts from other colleges you have attended. Transcripts are an important part of helping you to start your college career in the right courses. For example, if you have successfully completed two semesters of geometry in high school with a C or better, we'll need your transcripts to show that you've met this requirement for graduation. After your application has been completed, you'll want to file a free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, which has to be done online and will require your income tax information as well as your parents' information if you are considered a dependent student. The information completed on this application is used to determine what types of financial aid you may be eligible for. The most common type of aid is the federal Pell Grant, which is money the government provides to qualifying students for attending school. The link on the screen will take you to the FAFSA website. In addition to the FAFSA, there are three other additional financial aid forms that Highland requires. These can be found on the financial aid page on Highland's website. Even if you think you may not qualify for financial aid, you should fill out the FAFSA to determine if you are eligible for other types of aid. There are, for example, scholarships available at Highland Community College that may require you to complete the FAFSA. Scholarships are a great way to help you pay for your education while at HCC. Our Highland Foundation works to give our students as much financial support as possible. This past year, the foundation gave more than $350,000 to our students in the form of scholarships. You can search for scholarships on our website or stop by the Student Services office on the first floor of the Student Conference Center to pick up paper copies of the applications. Just be sure to check that you are eligible for the scholarship you want to apply for and make sure you submit it by the deadline. Next, you will need to take the placement test, which is offered on a walk-in basis in the Student Services office, which is located on the first floor of the Student Conference Center, Building H. You can start the test as early as 8:30 a.m. and as late as 2:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you can also start anywhere from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. in our new testing center, which is located on the first floor of the Marvin Burt Liberal Arts Center, Building M. After your test is complete, your results will be made available to you immediately. Finally, the last step to getting started as a student at HCC is meeting with your student advisor. we highly encourage you to work with your advisor every semester when you register for classes. But before you meet with your advisor, there are a few things you'll need to do to be prepared. First, call to make an appointment. Let the person scheduling the appointment know why you want to meet with your advisor and any other specific information that you think might be helpful to your advisor. Then be sure to consider what courses you have taken, what courses you need to take, and what you might want your schedule to look like for the upcoming semester. This can be done online before your appointment and can help your advisor to work with you about more than simply scheduling courses. Student advisors at HCC are here to help you reach your academic goals, whether it is a short certificate or a transfer degree. Selecting the appropriate courses can help you stay on track to graduation, and the advisors are knowledgeable about the transferring credits, determining appropriate course load, enrolling in courses that are right for you, and exploring majors if you are undecided on your future plans. Your student advisor is assigned to you based on your major. To find your advisor, click on the link at the top of this slide to see a list of our majors and programs with a corresponding advisor. As a new student, you may not initially work with the advisor that directly oversees your program. Click on the Get ROAR Instructions link for directions on how to use ROAR, or look at the individual tutorials on the next slide for assistance. First and foremost, ROAR is used for registration each semester. You will begin the registration process by looking up classes on the semester schedule. Click on the first link for step-by-step instructions on how to look up classes.